43-year-old John Troyer grew up in Libby, as did his parents and his grandparents. Troyer spent lots of time at his grandparents' house a few blocks away from his home while growing up. His grandfather worked at the vermiculite mine. In the 1990s, his grandfather died of asbestos-related disease. A few years later, Troyer's mother was diagnosed. In 2009, Troyer was screened and diagnosed with pleural fibrosis, which is a scarring of the pleural lining surrounding the lungs. The Center for Asbestos-Related Disease, or CARD Clinic in Libby, says all types of pleural fibrosis reduce the flexibility of this lining, limiting a person's ability to breathe deeply. Troyer now lives in Helena and says he's had problems when he's had to go to the emergency room for chest pains or coughs connected with his diagnosis.
When they would look at x-rays there, they would see like what to them appeared to be a shadow, so to speak, rather than the actual thickening of the lining. And so they thought that I was there for, you know, ulterior motives even, that I was there seeking drugs or that it was in my head.
Troyer qualifies for Medicare, but because he lives in Helena now, he does not qualify for benefits those living in Libby with the same diagnosis have.
Right now I have Medicare benefits, but I don't get reimbursed for my driving, and I come down here 2 to 4 times a year. There are certain medications that I have to take that are not covered by Medicare, but they are covered by the pilot program if I lived in Lincoln or Flathead County.
The pilot program he refers to is the additional benefits available to victims of asbestos exposure from the Libby mine. When the Environmental Protection Agency declared Libby a public health emergency in 2009, the residents became entitled to health care. However, Libby is the first Superfund site ever declared a public health emergency, and there was no mechanism in place to provide the health care. Senator Max Baucus says he included that mechanism in the health care reform law.
I'm, first of all, very pleased that got a change in the law so that Medicare will not provide health benefits for people with asbestos-related disease, whether or not they've turned 65, that is independent of age. Medicare will cover, provide health care benefits for people with asbestos-related disease.
The additional benefits include special home services like shoveling snow, stacking firewood, housekeeping, grocery shopping, and other daily living assistance. They also include special medical equipment like oxygen, medications not usually covered by Medicare like anti-anxiety drugs, travel expenses for medical treatment, special counseling, and nutritional supplements. Senator Baucus says the goal now is to extend those benefits to people like Troyer living outside Lincoln and Flathead counties. He brought Administrator of Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Marilyn Tavner, to Libby to meet with Troyer and others affected by asbestos-related disease, but living outside of Libby.
For one thing, it helps me to understand how mobile this community is, which I don't think I appreciated. The second thing is sitting there listening to stories about people who had lost a spouse, a parent, multiple children. It's overwhelming. So I'll take that back, and that will drive my decision about how to make sure everybody is taken care of, screened early, treated as appropriately as possible.
Tavner says her office has the authority to extend these benefits. They just need to figure out how to administer it.
So that's what we've got to figure out. Are there ways that as we modify this work, we can make sure we're picking up everyone who might have been exposed? We know it's a finite number over time, but we don't know where all those people are located, or even if they're aware that they need to be screened and what to do. And so that's what we'll go back. We'll work with the clinic. We'll work with the senator's office and try to figure out how to do that.
The CARD Clinic offers some statistics. In the past 2 years, it diagnosed just over 900 out of nearly 1,900 people with asbestos-related disease. Just about 300 of that 900 live outside of Flathead and Lincoln counties. Catherine Fry reporting from the Flathead.